All right. Welcome, everyone, to the September 25th, 2025 meeting of the Bethel Township Zoning Commission. My name is Cody Smith. I am the Planning and Zoning Director for the Township. And we will begin this evening with the roll. All right. Mr. Wilkerson?
Present.
Mr. Corbett?
Here.
Mr. Hurt?
Yes, here.
Ms. Furter?
Present.
And Ms. Royce?
Yes.
All right, I'll turn it over to the chair to read the opening statement.
Good evening, everyone. I call to order the Zoning Commission meeting for this day, September 25th, 2025, at 7:48 p.m. At this time, I would like to review the commission procedures for those for the benefit of those in attendance tonight. The purpose of the Zoning Commission and the powers and duties of the Zoning Commission are delineated in the Ohio Revised Code. The Zoning Commission is legally vested with the power to recommend to the Board of Trustees the rezoning of land in the unincorporated portion of Bethel Township. The Zoning Commission recommends approval with modifications, or denial of the zoning amendment as requested. The Board of Trustees has the final authority on all rezoning matters. The procedure for review of the zoning amendment request will be as follows. The zoning administrator will introduce the request and will make the presentation regarding the proposed amendment. Following the presentation, we will hear comments from the public. Anyone addressing the commission must come to the podium and give their name and address for the record. So we'll just kind of, if you can make your way up here, and then we'll ask you to state your name and address. Only zoning commission members may ask questions of those speaking. Comments will be heard in the following order. Comments from the applicant or applicants, comments from those for the request, and then comments for those against the request. After all comments are heard, public discussion will be closed, and the commission may continue the discussion of the request and ask follow-up questions. The chair will then call for a motion on the request. Further discussion on the motion may be held. Following that, the zoning administrator will take a roll call vote. On the date of the next trustee meeting that satisfies the legal timeline criteria, the request will be heard at a public hearing. After the public hearing, the request will be voted on by the trustees. The rezoning takes effect 30 days after the vote.
All right, thank you.
So I'm assuming everybody's here for what would be the first case, which is the request from the Churches of Christ Disaster Response Team. I've asked the zoning administrator to move the second case to the front. That one will be much shorter because I have a feeling we'll be here a lot longer for the first case. So we'll go ahead and proceed with the second case first this evening.
All right, let me get the report pulled up.
Slides aren't off for tonight, are they?
This is the drawing. All right. Case ZA0725, request from Fannie Mae, 6780 East Walnut Street, Tip City, Ohio, 45371, to rezone Miami County Parcel IDs numbers A01-086136 and A01-086137 to R1AAA Single Family Residential. These are both 0.23 acre parcels currently zoned B3 Neighborhood Business District. Again, the applicant and owner is the Federal National Mortgage Association. Location is 6780 East Walnut Street. Current zoning is B3 Neighborhood Business. The location of the parcels is the southwest corner of Walnut Street and Mann Road. The property is currently vacant, and it is traditional neighborhood under the Bethel Land Use Plan. Surrounding land uses are all residential. And it has 295 feet of road frontage with both parcels together. The County Planning Department heard the case and unanimously voted to recommend approval to the Bethel Township Zoning Commission. You can see here are the two parcels in question. It will become apparent in just a moment that the house actually splits the two parcels, which is why they are included as one case, because obviously going to be sold together, and given the characteristics of the lot, cannot be separated. Street view. And then the application. Now we'll conclude the staff report.
Okay. Is the applicant here this evening?
I do not believe the applicant is going to be present. He is in Columbus, and he's representing Fannie Mae.
Okay. So is there nobody to speak for?
Nobody to speak for.
Okay. Are there any comments for this application? Any public comments?
And what are they wanting to do exactly? They're wanting to take the single house and just and their two lots and make it one lot?
No. So what is happening here is this is a victim of what we have been calling legacy zoning or spot zoning. So this is a single family residence. It has been a single family residence for as long as I could see in the record. But it was zoned business, B3.
Is it because she did taxes?
Exactly.
Is that what it was?
She was a bookkeeper. And okay. Yeah. I don't know whether she asked for the rezoning or whether that was the original zoning when it came into effect in 55. I can't remember. I don't know if Ellie was there at that time or not. But the problem is it's been sold, or they're in the process of trying to sell it. It's now in Fannie Mae's control, and they need to, in order to sell it, they need to have it rezoned because they can't get a mortgage on it unless it's properly zoned as a residence. The banks are a lot funnier about loaning money now for anything. That if it's a business, you have to have a business loan. If it's a house or residence, you have to have a house mortgage. So the banks are a lot different in how they approach these. And that's the reason we have a lot of these legacies on it.
He's surrounded by residential now.
It is, yep.
And is it hooked into the sewer and water? Or it can be.
I believe it is.
I think recently it was just hooked in.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I live two doors down
to
the south. And
it was residential all around it. I have no problem. In fact, I think that's a good idea. It cleans up everything. Helps the neighbors. They don't have to worry about what goes in as a business. They're residential.
Sir, for the record, could you state your name and address, just so we have it on the recording?
Sure, it's Todd Kaiser, 8700 Mann Road.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any other questions or comments?
So it's going to be residential,
100%. That's what they asked for.
If we pass it, and if the trustees pass it, but yep. I don't think anybody's going to be in opposition to it.
Right. Speaking of, is there anybody in opposition for this case that would like to make comments? Okay. So we'll close the public comment portion at this time, and we'll have a conversation among the zoning members.
I don't think anybody's objecting. It's all what we've tried to pursue.
Part of cleaning it up.
All the legacy zoning that we have. So.
Yeah. Okay. So make a motion to approve the case as written.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All right, in the motion to approve case ZA0725, Mr. Wilkerson?
Yes.
Mr. Corbett?
Yes.
Mr. Hurt?
Yes.
Ms. Furter?
Yes.
And Mrs. Royce?
Yes.
All right, this case passes 5-0. I will pass that recommendation along to the trustees. Okay, that takes care of that. We'll move on to the second case for the evening.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for the letter.
All right, so we got one more chair.
thank you. That was good. Okay, moving forward. Case ZA0625, a request from Churches of Christ Disaster Response Team, located at 9315 State Route 202, Tip City, Ohio, 45371, for a conditional use. That's not right. What am I going on here? Nope. They're going to be rezoning to I-1 Light Industrial. Current zoning is B2 Office Residential.
Yeah.
Applicant property owner, Church of Christ Disaster Response Team, located at 9315 State Route 202. Current zoning is B2 Office/Residential. It is the ninth parcel south of US 40 on the east side of State Route 202. Existing land use is residential, and it is rural settlement under the Bethel Land Use Plan. Surrounding land uses include to the north and south is single-family residential. To the east is not applicable, that is Huber Heights. And to the west is A1 domestic agriculture. There is 168 feet of road frontage and prior zoning history on the property. The property was rezoned from R1 AAA single-family residential to B2 in 2021 for the purpose of disaster relief administration and warehousing. The property owner also combined the two lots into the lot in question, the single lot in question, for this rezoning application in March of 2025. A zoning certificate application was submitted in April 2025 for a new construction office slash warehouse. After review of the application and advice of legal counsel was sought, it was determined that a warehouse is not a principally permitted or conditional use in the B2 zoning district. A conditional use application, CU-0325, was applied for with the intended use of office buildings for administrative and professional. This application was denied by the Board of Zoning Appeals as the floor plan of the proposed structure indicates that it is going to be approximately 75% storage and warehousing and 25% office and administrative. The Miami County Planning Commission did hear the case and recommended unanimously for approval on this. You can see here on the zoning map, this is out of date, but these two parcels are now combined and they are B2. To the north is residential. And you can see a little bit better here. Single combined lot with the residence that's currently on the property, and then driveway and an existing structure. And then to the north, the property owners also own this lot. The lot to the west here contains a single family residence that is their primary. And then the applicant will get into this, I'm sure, but all of this right here will be moved into the proposed structure on the lot to the south. Street view. And then the application is open now. And then in the packet was all of the drawings and architectural drawings and everything else that was submitted to me. As we saw earlier, there's quite a bit there, so I'm not going to go over all of that. But at this point, that will conclude the staff report. So I'll turn it over to the chair.
Okay. Could the applicant come forward, please?
Mark Cremines, and am I supposed to read this? I do swear that Mark Cremines, address, our personal address is 9285 South State Route 202 in Tip City, Ohio, 45371.
Okay. Could you tell us a little bit about the case and what you're trying to do?
Yes, we've been trying to do everything that we've been told that what we need to do step by step, and we've been trying to do that for quite a while. But what we need to do is be able to move the things from this storage area here. We've just got, we do disaster relief work. I don't know if it's the same thing over and over, but we do disaster relief work, and we have several trailers and things that, you know, we take in to a disaster. And we help the people clean up and rebuild. So we have a lot of generators and things like that, you know, the tools and stuff that the volunteers need to help clean up. So basically, we're trying to put everything in one building. That way we could be more efficient to where we can unload a truck and load trucks easily. The traffic is not going to change. Nothing is going to change except if we had this building here, that we would be able to clean this area up. You know, tearing down several of the buildings, getting rid of the trailers that we have supplies in that don't need to be in there. With this area here, and this area would be where the building is. This will all be new blacktop, you know, and the parking lot would be blacktopped. The building, we have this picture, Sarah. A very nice looking building. You know, it's not going to be something that an eyesore or anything like that. You probably won't even get to see it too much from the road, the way it sets back. Anything You know, we try to help a lot of people. We reach out clear across the United States. What we need help with is find a way to help us help others. And by having this warehouse, building, whatever it needs to be called, to be able to be more efficient and be able to reach out and help the people. It would help us a lot.
Okay. Does anybody on the Zoning Commission have any questions for the applicant?
I have a question.
Yes.
The current Red Powell's old house that's on the front of that property, what are you planning to do with that house?
This one here?
Yeah.
It would just be storage.
Okay.
We cannot use it as residential.
And that's what I wanted to make sure you were
aware
of. It
would not be used as residential.
Right.
We would rather use it as storage than to tear down.
Do they own it?
So,
That was your only question.
That's it.
Now, if I'm correct, you reside on the property to the north?
Yes.
Okay. And
that
property is not deeded, it's not at the same ownership with the lot below.
Right.
So that is your own personal property.
Well, that's under our church's name.
Yeah, it's under our church's name.
Okay.
But then the DRT disaster response team owns this property.
Owns that one. Okay. And currently, the disaster relief effort is being conducted off of the property, that area that you
this
showed
area.
There.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what we're trying to do.
We don't really do much.
Yeah, we don't do anything on the property. Mainly what we do is at a disaster. We take several of these trailers, a semi-trailer of tools, we take that to a disaster. We have a shower trailer, a laundry trailer that we set up at a church building, and we have volunteers come in from all over, and we help them clean up. We're able to help, you know, and rebuild, and we have supplies for them. We can take in, you know, whatever the need is at that time. Never depends on what disaster it is. But just a lot of these trailers would be, you know, would disappear. This building here is coming down. This would be taken down. And some of these trailers here would all be gone. The semis here would be gone. It would just clean up the area. It'd look a whole lot better. We've been trying to get it cleaned up for several years. And this would take care of all of it.
So your property is zoned residential where you live?
This one here, yeah.
With all the trailers on it?
Yes.
And you're hooked into sewer and water? Your property?
We are hooked into the sewer,
okay.
Yes. But we do have a well. But we are,
okay.
This will be tied into the city water.
Okay.
Or the water.
How long has the DRT been associated with that property?
We bought the property in 2008.
Okay.
DRT has been around since. Oh,
we bought the first property.
This property here,
yeah, right?
In 2008.
More recently.
Yeah, just I don't know how many years? It seems good so fast, but less than 5 years, I think we've owned this property.
Hmm.
Okay.
Did you buy it directly from Red Powell's estate or from his daughter? Or?
From his daughter.
Yeah, his daughter was in there. I think after he passed away.
Kirkland. Yes.
And you bought it directly from her, right?
Yes.
This property.
Not that
here.
Property.
Then there's the other one beside it.
This
yeah,
one
that.
Here. Oh, that was Betty. I forgot her name.
Yeah, but her daughter owned it.
Cassandra.
Yeah.
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 That was it. Was Red Powell's original.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then the daughter had it. Afterwards, and
his
I don't know what her name was, but it's been vacant ever since you bought it.
Yes.
Okay, that was my question.
Yeah.
Do you guys currently conduct any kind of training or anything on the property?
No, we usually do that on site.
Okay.
At a disaster, and we go through the training and stuff.
Okay.
Very few people come here. This does not represent DRT as much as we do when we're at a disaster.
I see.
So, I mean, it's just that's where we're needed the most, is at a disaster. When we get there, we set up, we organize everything. Volunteers come in, and all they have to do is show up. And we have all the tools and the work lined up for them and everything, so we keep it, you know, organized as best we can. Yes, sir.
Can you address how the properties to the east, there's two of them there that bump up to the east of it, to the right side.
Now, this side?
What are those?
This here belongs to a guy that lives up here. This is Montgomery County.
And those are Huber.
No, they're still Miami County.
But there is a city of Huber.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know how they're being utilized, though, today? Like, are they residential?
I think this has got like a story, like a big garage. This is a big garage. But it's probably...
That parcel runs back and it triangles into a...
Yes.
Cul-de-sac that was put in by Carey's Trails. Mm-hmm. And so there's a new residence back on that cul-de-sac that's part of that property. And then where the drive is, it goes back to that. That is all still Bethel Township. The where the concrete drive runs back to the property line is Bethel Township. Mm-hmm. But Huber has that parcel to the east. There.
Okay. Now, this one here... It's a B&M excavating company,
right.
And it's connected beside ours.
And the other one, though, that's just to the right of where you're pointing.
This area?
Just above it. Do you know what that one is part of?
This here, on over this way, is the end, the end of the houses that are being built.
But that would be the back part of a residential property?
That's all residential.
Okay.
But it's beyond...
It's in the city of Huber.
This property, mm-hmm.
I understand that that's all Huber Heights, but I was just inquiring as to how those properties are being utilized.
Yeah, this is all that housing development back here at Castle. The name of it, for sure.
Carey's Trails.
But then D&M excavating is over here, and then the plumbing place is in there.
D&M has got all that property on the way.
Does anybody else have any other questions?
Go ahead. She wants to. I know.
I've seen him. We've been through a couple of meetings together.
That's all right.
Okay.
We'll
he's gone through a lot to get where he is now. I know that. But you're asking for light industrial, and I'm just a little leery of light industrial. That's the thing that bothers me. I wish they had combined the whole thing and gone through a PD business, meaning you have to develop the whole area, the whole, almost what, 5 acres, I guess, to be there. Because, one of these days, we're all going to die. We know that.
Yeah.
And the property's going to change. And you're going to need more buildings besides this big building you're looking at. And that's when, what goes in there. Industrial. That's what I'm a little leery of. Because it can change the whole looks of that area and the reason. And it's a residential. And
you won't see it.
And I know. And I know you've worked really hard to do this.
Yeah.
But that's what's hard for me to see.
Yeah.
If
there was something in between.
Right.
The biggest part is the big jump from B2 to light industrial, but there's nothing in between, and that's where we would fall in there,
right.
I'm sure. But
I think there might be planned development business.
Yeah, it could be a planned development, but that's still
that would
still would be
the whole area.
You'd still
be
subject
would
be, to
basically a industrial area.
And we've got you would have the authority to stop a manufacturer from coming in there, or whoever bought the place would have to have it approved to do whatever they want.
Once it's zoned industrial, but it would be zoned
choice.
They're requesting light industrial.
Correct.
And so it couldn't be a heavy manufacturing or anything like that. The light industrial takes care of
gas stations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
trucks repair.
Yeah. It wouldn't be a heavy manufacturing.
No.
Nothing.
What would you call your hours of operation going on?
We're open as far as we have employees that work for us from 8:30 to or 9:04, somewhere around
the office.
The office hours and stuff like that. But then, you know, of course, we're there all the time. So.
And I'm gathering that can be any day of the week?
Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Well, in a case of a disaster, they may be pulling
right,
or whatever.
Yeah, and that's just that's it. They come and go. You know, four or five cars come and go, maybe a day, but that's in the morning, and they go home. As far as trucks moving in and out, that won't happen. It's just when we go to a disaster, and sometimes we're gone for, well, we've been gone for up to a year and a half. With Katrina, we were gone a year and a half. Charlie was gone a year and a half. Others, we've gone 2 weeks. Most of the time, when we go in, we're usually there several months. So we'll be gone from that area. And there would be very little action, but there would still be a few cars a day. Somebody, you know, keep it going.
Now, one thing on your plans, you show the parking on the...
We'll pull it up. We'll get it pulled up here in a second.
Okay. You're aware of screening between industrial districts and residential districts, and the task of Bailiffs, a buffer of 40 feet in width shall be provided with a solid masonry wall. If a solid masonry wall at least 6 foot in height is utilized, the buffer may be reduced to 15 feet in width. So that's something you're aware of too. Yeah.
Does it need to be that if it's up against another
residential?
Commercial?
Residential.
Because the one north of it, or south of us, is D&M.
It's zoned as residential.
See, it's zoned as residential. That's where we have a real problem here.
Yeah.
Because the zoning map, and way back when I was on the board 7 years ago, when I was a trustee, one of the things that I worked for the whole time I was on for 36 years, was the fact that when I went on the board originally back in 1981, we had a part-time zoning inspector. We had a fiscal officer that kept all their records in their house. Nothing was kept as records in the township. And as trustees changed, there was always a lapse. And a lot of records were not created the way they should have been, and that type of stuff. We tried to correct that over the years, and there's now a file for every address in the township. The problem is those files are not complete, because when personnel change, not everybody followed what was set up at the time. We do know for a fact, Cody and I checked today in those files, and one of the D&M properties was rezoned, and we've got a record of it.
Yep.
I think the other properties were rezoned as well, where they're up there behind the residential units in those areas, but we can't find a record of it yet. We still got a lot of stuff to go through, old minutes books and that kind of stuff. So we don't know exactly what's going on with this. It didn't come to my attention until we had this meeting scheduled. And I started looking at the zoning map, and I said, hey, there's problems here with the zoning map. And so I can't tell you for sure, but I do know that the current use, where you're pointing out, where all that stuff is adjacent to you, is currently being used as an industrial property. It has been for years. That's all I got to say about it.
And what is it zoned right now?
Well, that's what's in question.
Yeah, that's what you don't know.
The map shows it's R1 AAA residential, but it's clearly not being used as residential.
Okay. And we know for a fact that part of the parcels there to the south of that.
This one.
Yeah, that was, we found record where that was rezoned.
To industrial. To industrial, yes.
Yeah,
industrial.
It's industrial.
Jerry, do they own the house just south?
Yeah, they own the house, and that's the other thing, that house. Which house are you talking about?
The one south, right there, they own that?
That's
no.
Okay,
so that's zone residential.
That property.
Yes,
is,
these are.
See, that's how's the problem.
Well, it abuts. Well, actually, the property that's to the south of it is zoned residential, but there's a business in there right now.
Yeah.
Is that you're talking this way?
Yeah.
And this is the one that was rezoned and combined with this lot into industrial. So this is the lot that all that equipment is on. That, like I said, C shows residential, but it's being used industrial. And then these two are the two residences that are right
but
there.
This is a, you say that is a...
Well, that there's a lot of contention on whether there was rezoned. And I don't know what happened with that one, but when Smithart was in there, there was a large building that was constructed, and then after he sold it, there was a tent company in there for a number of years. And the tent company, when it was sold, the guy that the tent company was in the large building that's behind the house, that's the building originally the Smithart built. That building was where the tent company used that, and they used the front as a residence. Yeah.
Yeah.
That building burnt down, and then a new building was built on that property. And the guy currently does motorcycles and boats and stuff like that. He doesn't advertise or anything. Nobody, but it is, he's operating a business. He doesn't bother anybody, and nobody's done anything about it. And I'm not sure whether Smithart had it rezoned, and we don't have a record of it. We don't know. When Dayton Tent was in there, what was, were you zoning inspector at that time? What was the, what do you remember about the property? It was residential, but it was operating as a business.
He had a tent in there, right. Nobody, as he told me, plain not to do, follow it through, let it go. So I did. But I think the zoning's in.
We had a disagreement between the trustees and the zoning inspector. She was zoning inspector at that time, and we had a lot of properties where, and we still have them, where people live in the property and have a small business that they operate out of it, and as long as nobody complains about it. It was my feeling when I was on the board of trustees, and everybody was on the board at the same time I was, unless somebody complained about it, we weren't going after them, because it was their livelihood, and they were good neighbors, good residents,
good people. That's right.
And there was no reason to go after them.
Or change them.
And they still are.
Yeah.
And even this one over here, they don't have any trouble. I mean, I've spoke to
well,
most
yeah,
of
the property right across the street, the old Dinsmore property, yeah. That fella has made an improvement on that property. It's a gorgeous property right now, but he restores classic cars in there, and he's added more buildings and does. But he's still zoned agriculture. Nobody's complained. My son lives right behind him on Schroyer, and he couldn't want a better neighbor behind him.
Right.
So, you know, that's the way I look at it.
And then the concrete place is just north of.
Well, the concrete place, and they own several properties now. Some of them are still zoned residential, but they're just renting the properties out as residential. But there is a question about their property as well, that I don't know how much. The map doesn't indicate that all of what they're doing is zoned for what they're operating as. But again, we don't know for sure, without a lot more research and minutes and stuff like that, of how those really are being used and whether they're legally zoned that way. And this is some of the stuff we have to clean up in the future.
So it sounds like one of them is zoned industrial, the other one is being used industrial.
And we don't know whether it's
is wanting to be.
We don't know whether for sure it's been rezoned or not. It's showing on the zoning map, but again, a lot more research has to be done. It's been used for several years that I'm aware of as the industrial property that they store their bulldozers and rollers and everything else back there.
Okay. Does anybody else on the commission have any other questions for the applicant?
Yeah.
Real quick, do you... I think it said 75% of the warehouse would be used for storage and 25% for office?
Approximately, based on the drawings, yeah.
Do you have an office space currently, or do you just do that out of your house?
It's in the top of this building.
Okay.
Just a room.
And that building's going to be torn down?
This building won't be, but this one here will, and this one, and all of these trailers will be gone.
Okay. Do you, so it sounds like the DRT has been going on for quite a while, since 2008, 2009. What's the long-term plan? Do you guys have a...
2009 is when we bought the property.
Okay. It sounds like it's...
We started DRT in 2004.
Yeah. So what's the long-term plan for you guys with the DRT?
Hand it off later. Yeah. I mean, it'll continue.
Okay.
There's no... We don't have a deadline.
Yeah.
We might be dead, but there's a dead. Somebody will pick it up. I got a couple employees that would love to take it up and run with it.
That's what I'm getting at.
We
I didn't want to say that. But.
Yeah. See, I'm not good, so I'm not dying young.
Yeah.
I'm too old to die.
Okay.
Can I add something?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, there's something called a planned unit development. And if you would develop the whole, 5 acres, we could go that way, and it would be planned unit development business. Okay, that's not changing that to industrial. It's changing, you know, just a business, and you would kind of fit into that category, and that would be developing the whole of the 5 acres a little bit.
Can you still live on that?
Yes, because it, as it says, let's see, you can. So it can be B1, B2, B3, planned unit development business. That would be, to me, that would satisfy things a little better. Because it would say, this house is going to be here, this is going to be here. And if there was any change, it has to come to the board. Plus, it would satisfy our comprehensive land use plan, which does say that the rural settlement planning area, of which this is part of it, may have any other uses listed, which is industrial use, with all the uses are listed in the rural settlement. Approval of, for other than the current zoning classification of the land must be through the planned development process as outlined in the Bethel Township Zoning Resolution. So that I
can you
know,
say something?
Yes.
Okay.
I know you work for
Well, my name's Laura Hermes. When we first zoned this B2, we had different zoning director, different people. They are the ones that told us to zone it B2 for our warehouse and all. So we did that. Well, that was around the time of COVID. COVID hit. I ended up with breast cancer. I mean, we just everything. So the warehouse got put on hold. So now we're ready for the warehouse, and then find out, nope, can't do B2. We need to have light industrial, which is what we were told. So we do light industrial. And now we're being told something different.
And Laura, who told you to do light industrial?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what they're doing in light industrial.
Industrial in an area that's
surrounded.
But if we
go into
it's already okay. Before we get into that, let's let the applicants talk, and then we'll have comments from the book. Okay. Before it starts to get crazy, if we don't. So I appreciate it.
I'm afraid. I mean, we've been going through. We keep doing everything you all tell us to do, and each time you're saying, "Nope, that won't work." We just want you to tell us what we need to do, and we'll do it. But I'm really frustrated.
We would prefer to keep it two separate ones. So the DRT owns this one, but we would have this one up here.
Okay, so that's how it is right now.
That's how it is right now. We'd love to be able to keep it that way, if at all possible.
Well,
go ahead.
Okay, in the business of the PD, you can't have this 2 acres, so that would fit in.
Two and a half.
Just two, in the business.
I don't see that would work.
Yes.
I would suggest we go ahead. I mean, this is all stuff that we should be discussing as a board.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and hear from people that are.
Okay, don't trample each other. Comments for the application? And as a reminder, please kind of, well, I guess you could stand in place. Just please state your name and address before you start speaking. Nobody for? Really?
They are all.
I know, that's what I figured.
My name is David Edmonds, and I live in Vandalia. And I'm the preacher at the church, Castle Hills Church of Christ, just really at the hinge point of Vandalia and Huber Heights. And so, you know, Psalms 147:6 says, you know, God holds up the afflicted. And how does he do that? You know, through us, you know. Who's the afflicted? Those that are devastated by different things in the world, by hurricanes, tornadoes, you know, fires. And so you can't just go in a moment, hey, let's go do something. You have to be prepared, right? So we just need a place to be prepared at. People come in sometimes from other states, come to help prepare bags, 3-day bags, 5-day bags, and they go and hand out. There's tons of good work that happens through DRT. And to me, it's a badge of honor that it's here, that you'd be proud of that, instead of saying, oh, and this is actually, look at this guy. This is going to look a lot better than what is right now. You see that? And to me, it seems like the can of worms is already open with the industrial zoning aspect. And so, I mean, I think it could be a blessing that you could have a hand and to help the hands that help so many other people. Or you could be a part of that doesn't let people help other people. What side do you want to be on? I mean, and so I just want to ask you guys to really think about what's the long-term good here. And I think it is to allow this to go forward by y'all's recommendation to go industrial zoning. And you know, I know Mark and Laura has been trying to do this, going by the advice of people that tell them what to do. And so, you know, we're just trying to do things legally. We're not against anyone. We're just asking you to help us to help other people. That's pretty much what it is.
Yep.
So, thanks.
Yep. I'm Brian Alt. I live at 955 Stonehenge Drive in Tipp City, Ohio. I work for Bruns. We're the builder of record for this project. I agree with your sentiments completely. And what they're doing is cleaning up a situation, not making a situation worse, in our opinion. Obviously, we're biased. We're the builder. I'm sure you'll see through that. But they're going to pave they're following all building code for the county. It's already preliminary approved with the county as far as building wise. They're going to pave the driveway. It's gravel now. That'll be asphalt. The parking that they're using now is gravel. That'll be asphalt. So it's going to be a huge improvement to the property overall. The setbacks are all being met as far as what's required. Like I said, it's preliminary approved through Rob England, through Miami County building official. I lost my train of thought as far as where I was going for next, but that's really it. I mean, it's really to clean up the situation. Oh, the other thing and I don't know how this works with your township, maybe you can put a deed restriction on it or conditional use that it's only going to be used as a disaster relief, and when the property were to be transferred or sold, then adjustments can be made to the next purchaser or next owner. But you could maybe put a deed restriction on there, so you're locking yourself out of a, I heard gas station come up, because technically an I-2, a gas station could go in there. You know you can make this work if you wanted to, with your abilities and your power to be able to do it as a township.
And the deed restriction is that's completely outside of the township's control.
I understand that.
That would strictly be a civil action. It would have to be taken later on if that would be a deed restriction.
It could be a conditional requirement.
Well,
or approval,
and a conditional, that was the problem that they had when they asked for the conditional use for the, when it was asked
B2,
for the B2.
Which they were instructed to do 4 years ago.
Right.
Zoning,
yeah.
B2.
And
so as Laura stating, just what's it going to take? You know, what is it next?
Well, again, let's hear what all the people in the audience think, and then that discussion has to be within the board here.
So. Well, this is David Edmonds again. We've got more people outside. We got more people that could have come. So there's a lot of people that are in support of this. I mean, so, yeah. So I guess I'm kind of speaking for a lot of other people. Not just people here, but people in other states, people that have been helped.
True.
And so, you know, sometimes you have to sacrifice in order for good to be done.
We understand
so,
that.
Yeah.
and is there anybody,
as far as
is everybody that's
here,
in here
good for
it. Right now, is everybody that's in here in favor of it, or?
Yes.
Everybody here's for it, and out there's for it.
Yeah. Pretty much everybody's for it.
Anybody against it? Well, we don't know that for sure unless we ask.
You want to take our word for it?
Let's carry them all in.
I'm curious how many people in this room are township residents.
Very interesting.
Tell me before this.
There are two.
I'm a township resident.
Well, we know that.
There's a couple.
And there are a couple. Well, they're probably outside. However, and we've talked to our neighbors, and I don't think a lot of them. Oh, you are.
Yeah, I got stuck outside.
Yeah. And a lot of our neighbors, they're in favor of it because we went through this with the B2, and they had questions at that time, and their questions were all answered, and so I think. They probably just didn't feel they needed to be here because they don't have a problem with it. So,
mm-hmm. Okay. So you guys live in Bethel Township?
Yeah, we live on the corner of Ross and 201.
Okay, what are your names? Wait, for the record.
Yeah, Tony and Diane Strickdiller.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have a problem with it. You look at the location, and it's sitting between D&M Excavating on one side, a few doors down, and Star Concrete on the other side, mm-hmm. It seems like. I don't see what an issue would be. Am I saying anything about green space?
Except we're trying to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess it's in your hands now.
Do we have anybody that is against the application? Anybody outside? Not that you guys would tell them.
We're hiding them out there.
Yeah.
Everybody hears for it.
Okay. Are there any other follow-up questions before we close public comments from the commission? Okay. At this time, we'll close the public comments portion, and we will have a conversation amongst the commission members.
Years. And Cody, nobody has come in to talk to you, called in, emailed in about this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Cody's had no calls.
Right. I mean, you set it up for an indefinite period of time.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And you might need more steps.
Mm-hmm.
If we deny it here, and we can't change what the applicant is.
Right.
So the applicant is requesting this.
Yay or nay, and that's it.
Yeah, it's either yay or nay, and then they'd have to come back and reapply.
The trustees could initiate the rezoning.
Well, we could.
Business.
The trustees could do that.
They wouldn't have to pay. It would still be the business. They could still live.
We don't know what the trustees
would
do.
Well, I know what they would do. But I would say,
I make a motion that we approve it as
what?
As the applicant.
I won. As it's written. Okay, Jerry makes a motion to approve.
Kim?
There was a second.
Ordinance.
All right, on the motion to approve or to recommend approval to the Board of Trustees for ZA-0625, Mr. Wilkerson?
Yes.
Mr. Corbett?
Yes.
Mr. Hurt?
Yes.
Ms. Furter?
Yes.
Mrs. Royce?
I hate to do it, but no. I just don't see zoning light industrial in that area.
All right, thank you. The motion to approve.
4-1.
Yeah. So the motion to approve will be forwarded to the trustees, and that meeting will be held anywhere between 10 and 30 days after today. So I'll send out notification of when that meeting is held. There's a Board of Trustees meeting on the 30th, so this coming Tuesday. I would imagine it'll be on the agenda then to decide the date. And then once we have a date decided that myself and all the trustees can make it, we will forward that out and you guys will know when the official hearing.
When's your meeting on Tuesday?
It will be at 6 o'clock.
Public?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
But before everybody clears out, can I just say one thing? Thank you all for coming here tonight and thank you to applicants. I know it's frustrating to have to go through this multiple different times. And one thing that you brought up this evening that really resonated with me, you know, I didn't realize to the extent the number of individuals that are operating businesses around you that aren't zoned properly, and you guys have come here multiple times trying to fix that. And so, you know, this is the way it should be done, and I appreciate you guys taking the time and effort to do that. So thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we do have a set of minutes for the Zoning Commission. If you guys are here for the case, you're free to leave. We've just got one other item of business here. Actually, two other items of business. Assuming I can find the minutes. I've got so much paper. Take one, pass it down if you would.
Yeah, the right decision was made. That was
when you were here a month or so ago.
Whatever we need to do,
that's what we want to do. You're doing it the way we want folks to do it. Other sometimes we, you know, people start doing things that they're not.
Does that mean you want to change that? Does that mean you want to change that? What do you think?
That may have disappeared. I'm not sure.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
Hope things will work out. You just never know.
It's
true.
I'm going the wrong way. You want to go that way? I'll back you up.
No.
That's what we're doing. I'm going to back you up.
Thank you for being patient with us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys. We appreciate it. You guys have been easy, okay?
Bill, a lot of people are going to do it.
This should be residential. This has been rezoned. This was rezoned.
All right.
And to me, obviously, thinking that my residential neighbors up there are the small things. These don't care.
So, two things.
Good night.
Have a good night. We have meeting minutes, and then late edition. The meetings in November and December are on holiday weeks.
Yes.
So the BZA moved their meetings to the 30th, which is the 20th. and 18. So I just want to get a consensus from the Zoning Commission that that's okay for the
business. What happens if it sells after
the
business
now? No, it's already 9 o'clock.
Do you want me to be mad at you? I'll call your wife and tell you to drop with somebody. And not name names.
Actually, we should talk about that too, because this was tonight. Was supposed to be the last scheduled meeting.
It's just
spoken for it. We gotta do the minutes.
Okay.
And the.
You guys ready to do the minutes?
Okay. I move to approve the minutes from Thursday, August 28th.
I second the motion to approve the minutes.
All right. Mr. Wilkerson?
Yes.
Ms. Furter?
Yes.
Mrs. Royce?
Yes.
All right. Motion to approve the minutes passes 3-0. Last item I have for you all.
He didn't even call me, but I abstained because I really...
Yeah. The meetings for November and December fall on the holiday weeks. So the Board of Zoning Appeals moved their meetings back a week to the third week, which would be November 20th and December 18th. I just want to make sure that that is okay to do the same with the Zoning Commission.
Fine with me.
Yeah, I looked at my calendar. I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't be here in November.
As long as we have enough people.
I was going to say, Ron, is that... Are those dates okay with you?
What's that? I'm sorry.
November 20th and December 18th to move the Zoning Commission meetings. That's Jerry, that's Josh. Okay. Should be okay.
November
20th and December 18th.
They look great.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
We will move.
This is my busy season, but I still have
my God. Yeah, I'll email it out. Yep. Okay, so then the last thing I need is a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion.
Second.
I second.
Okay.
As far as printouts of the stuff that I had given you to share, send out.
I have it. I didn't. That was one thing I forgot to print out. But
okay.
Hold on.
So we'll I mean, really, we want to have that for our zoning meeting.
Yeah.
Not our necessarily our case hearing meeting.
Yeah. Okay. Any dissent to adjourning the meeting officially?
No.
Okay. 8:44. All right. Let me turn this off.